Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1928, Devin Rice.
This application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for storage of equipment and a home office for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4,900 of an acre more or less, lying northeast of Beaver Dam Road, also known as Road 285, 0.3 mile west of Church Street, being tax map number 334-5-180. For the benefit of the commission, I want to pass down copies of the site plan for this property. Wasn't sure if you had it already or not. The site plan I'm passing down shows the property, the existing one-story dwelling on the property, a large shed, and a proposed parking and driveway area. Now to continue, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report dated November 18th of 2011. References that a traffic impact study is not required, that the current level of service B, of Route 285 Beaver Dam Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum dated April 23rd, 2012, which references that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area. Their wastewater capacity is available for the project if the proposed use does not exceed approximately one EDU. That the EDU assessment for the proposed use is not known at this time. That the system design assumption for the parcel is one EDU reflecting a residential parcel in a residential subdivision. That ordinance 38 construction is not required. That the current system connection charge rate is $4,590 per EDU. That the parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Beaver Dam Road, and the existing single-family home is connected to the sewer system. That conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They provided comments again in the form of a memorandum dated April 23rd, 2012, and referenced that the soils on the site are downer sandy loam with a 0-2% slope, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that no off-site drainage improvements are necessary, and that it may be possible that some on-site drainage improvements will be necessary. And I would assume that would be because of the impervious surface of the improvements plus the driveway, parking, et cetera. And we received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since those memorandums.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
My name is Devin Rice.
Hello, Mr. Rice. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Okay, you've heard what our director's read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Basically, just want to use the property as storage for a landscaping business. Currently live in the house with my wife and daughter. We don't plan to, you know, create an office for customers to stop by or anything like that, so there'll be no additional bathrooms or anything like that installed. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rice, with this business, this is your business?
Yes, sir.
And do you have any employees?
Yes. I have six employees, 2 part-time, 4 full-time. About half of us meet us at the job site, and a few of the employees come in the morning to help load up and go out in the morning.
So would they be parking in your drive or parking area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what kind of equipment do you anticipate storing on the property?
Lawnmowers inside the pole barn that's there, a couple of trailers, a couple of trucks.
And so you're not talking about any large, you know, earth-moving equipment?
We have a skid steer, but nothing, you know, no backhoes or anything like that.
And service on your equipment, where is that performed?
Inside the shop.
Inside the shop?
Yep.
So you're not doing any outside maintenance of the equipment?
No, no more than just a hose with washing it off.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you, Mr. Burton.
Have you spoken to any of your neighbors about this?
I've spoken to them, not about the permit, but about, you know, me being there. And I've heard nothing about, you know, but good things about what we've done with the property. It was in, the previous owner had pretty much used it as a landfill. I don't know if you're familiar with the Belltown area, but we took 10, 30-yard dumpsters out of trash and cleaned up the area, so they seem to be quite pleased.
And what kind of hours of operation are you planning on?
We start at 7:30 in the morning, and we're usually done by about 6 in the evening with everybody going.
Are you planning a sign?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to put a sign out front?
No, not planning on it. It's still my house where I live there, so I don't want to, you know, commercialize it too much.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
Yeah, there's, as I rode by, there's quite a few businesses in the area. Would you mind just, you know, stating some of the businesses that are near your vicinity?
Sure. I'd say less than a half mile down the road to the left, there's Lowe's Home Improvement. To the right, there's Miller's Lawn Care. Within a couple miles of the house, there's No Limit Lawn Care, Wharton's Landscaping. I don't know, there's probably another half a dozen of landscaping companies in the area.
I think that's good enough to help with the record. I guess DelDOT has continued your approval as is, or do you need to, is there any review for DelDOT's entrance forms?
If you grant approval, we have to show us a DelDOT entrance approval for a commercial entrance.
Okay. I noticed when I went by today, there was three or four cars parked directly on Beaver Dam Road on the shoulder mm-hmm. there. Is that typical, or is that what we can expect there?
They're parked on the stone area. Yes. Yeah, that's where they usually park in the morning.
The trailers, you said your mower and equipment are parked inside.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you park your trailers and stuff at night, just in that parking area?
Yep, they're parked up close to the front of the building. Yeah.
I think that's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
I just want to clarify, you've made reference to 7:30 mm-hmm. a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that 6 days a week?
This time of year, 6 days. As the season goes on, it kind of drops back to 5 days, and then as we get into winter, it's usually about 3 days a week.
But the maximum, or just the extreme, would be you don't.
We don't work Sundays.
Don't work Sundays. Okay,
no,
fine.
So the most it would ever be would be six.
Okay, so just if I put down 7:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, that's okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody okay. here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1928, Devin Rice? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1928? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right, gentlemen.